20 Sunday Year B Ordinary Time. The first reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven columns. She has dressed her meat, mixed her wine, yet she has spread her table. She has sent out her maidens. She called from the heights out over the city. Let whoever is simple turn in here. To the one who lacks understanding, she says, come, eat of my food, and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness, and you may live. Advance in the way of understanding. Second reading from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 to 20. Brothers and sisters, watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise, making the most of the opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not continue in ignorance, but try to understand what is the will of the Lord. And do not get drunk on wine, in which lies debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and playing to the Lord in your hearts. Give thanks always and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. The Gospel according to John chapter 6, verses 51 to 58. Jesus said to the crowd, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, the desire to live forever. Wise people never want to die, but to live forever. But death is a reality, and it always threatens human life. Why is the desire for life considered as a human nature, taken away by death? Do people have any hope to achieve the desire for eternal life? There is a great hope for human beings because both our faith and the church doctrine confirm. First, the desire for eternal life is the true desire because God, who created human beings, wants them to live forever. Secondly, people must die because of their sin, but God prepared a plan of salvation to liberate people from sin and death. Today's reading center on the human desire to live forever. In the first reading, the author of the book of Proverbs personify wisdom as a woman who repaired the banquet and emphasized the condition for people to live is to eat bread and to drink wine from her preparation. In the second reading, St. Paul advised the Ephesian faithful they must learn how to live as wise people by following the Holy Spirit's guidance to find out and to do God's will. In the Gospel, Jesus revealed for people the secret way to live forever. That is, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. Second analysis. Third reading. Come, eat of my food and drink of the wine I have missed. Third point. The wisdom had repaired everything. The author personified the wisdom as the woman to describe the qualities of the wisdom as follows. Wisdom is firm and long-lasting. Wisdom had built her house. She has set up her seven columns. Seven is a perfect number, according to Jewish tradition. A house is built on seven columns mean a firm house. Nothing can shake it. Wisdom repaired a banquet by rest her meat, miss her wine, yet she has spread her table. The guest shall not lack of anything and is free of charge. Wisdom invited all. Not a single people is missed. She sent her maidens out to invite people, and she herself called them from the heights out over the city. Second point. Wisdom went out and looked for people. Third. She looked for two kinds of people. The innocent are those who lack of wisdom and are easy to be led astray by others. The fool are those who lack of understanding and are easy to act without thinking. Her purpose, forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding. She shall teach people to understand God's will so people may live. Third, the condition. Come, eat of my food and drink of the wine I have missed. If people want to leave, they must eat food and drink wine from her homemaking. St. John identified the world with Christ. He is God's wisdom, and everything is created through him. The second reading, the difference between the wise and the fool. St. Paul gave his advice to the Ephesian faithful. Watch carefully then how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise. He helped them to recognize the difference between the wise and the fool. Third point, the wise are those who live according to the Holy Spirit guidance, know how to efficiently view the present, because we are living in the days which are evil. The Jewish tradition think that the present is evil and the future is very good. The period of transition is the rising. St. Paul might think the faithful were living in the transitory time. Know how to find out God's will. Therefore, do not continue in ignorance, but try to understand what the will of the Lord is. Understand wisdom shall lead to wise action. Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and playing to the Lord in your hearts, give thanks always and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Second, the fool are those who live according to their pleasure. They get drunk, and their inebriation shall lead to debauchery. Do not know how to use time given by God. They waste their time in useless things which do not benefit anything for them, but also damage their life. Only do their will, since they do not search God's will. They only do their will. Those who act only according to their will never reach the goal which God desires for their life. Third, the gospel. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Third point, literal analysis of Greek words. The following sentence of Jesus' declaration needs to be analyzed by words and formations. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The expression "ego eimi," followed by a phrase, happened seven times in the fourth gospel, and was used to express a special mission of Christ, set at the bread of life, the good shepherd, the sheep gate, the vine, the resurrection and the life, the light of the world, the way, the truth, and the life. The expression "hohatod hozon" may have different meanings depending on the Interpretation, third, can be translated as the bread of eternal life, means the bread that never be destroyed. When applying to Jesus, it means Christ is the bread of eternal life. Second, can be translated as the bread that gives divine life. When applying to Jesus, it means he is the bread that brings divine life for human being, as in John 6, verse 33. Third, it can be translated as the living bread. When applying to Jesus, it means he is the living bread. According to the context and the content, the second meaning is better than other two meanings, even though they are also true to Christ. The expression "came down from heaven" reminded people of the event where God rained down manna from heaven to be the food for the Israelites during their 40 years in desert. Manna is the figure of the sacrament of the Eucharist. The bread that brings eternal life is true and had its origin from heaven. The bread that I will give. This expression emphasizes on free of charge or in gratis, as in the first reading, eating and drinking without paying. My flesh. The bread that gives divine life is Jesus' flesh, sack, from the beginning of the fourth gospel. The author Jude did now to talk about the incarnation, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. See John chapter 1 verse 14. The reaction of the Jews, what they argued about is not about Jesus' origin, but his flesh. How can a person who is living feed others with his flesh, unless that person must die first? The more difficulty is that the Jews do not eat human flesh. The second point, the necessity of the sacrament of the Eucharist. Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." The formula, "Amen, amen, for one a truth," which shall be revealed in the four gospel. The truth which Jesus wanted to reveal in this sentence is that if you don't eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. If Jesus did not reveal this truth, nobody knows it. The two verbs, to eat, etio, and to drink, pino, which are used here, are the two basic verbs used in the human eating and drinking, such as to eat bread and to drink water. Jesus differentiated between the two lives, physical, psyche, and divine joy. If one doesn't eat Jesus' flesh and drink his blood, one still have the physical life, but not the divine life. the eternal light, Zoe Ionion. The divine light shall lead one to eternal life. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. As Jesus, when he is in a human body, though he must still die physically, but once he gloriously resurrected, he shall no longer die. Similarly, it shall happen to a man. Jesus' flesh and blood are food to nourish human beings. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. The true knowledge which authors you to express food process and drink process are the true human basic food and drink. The divine life is God's life. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, I am in him. Jesus and the one who consumed him become one. As St. Paul cried out, that I live, no longer I, but Christ live in me. See letter to the Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. The divine life helps people to understand God's wisdom and mysteries which human wisdom is unable to fathom them. People have God's wisdom by Christ's Spirit who guides people. The divine light also helps people to have strength to meet Christ's invitation to be perfect. Without this strength, people are unable to do it. For example, people have the divine light to love their enemies, to do good, and to pray for them. Third point, the results of the sacrament of the Eucharist. Jesus lived by his Father's life. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. In the mystery of the Incarnation, we proclaim that Jesus had two natures, God and human. His divine nature it never died. His human nature it died when he exhaled his last breath on the cross. But he immediately resurrected because of his divine nature. The one who received Christ's flesh and blood also have the true life, physical and divine. The true life do not destroy but enhance each other. Application in life. To live forever, we must wisely find out God's will and do what he teaches us. We should believe what Jesus had revealed about the sacrament of the Eucharist and frequently receive this sacrament. Amen.